faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Come closer. I stand here before the den of one of the fiercest consoles on the face of the earth. This hole's just big enough for me to stick my head into. Let's take a look inside the world of Xbox Podcasts. Oh crikey, they've got me!
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 66, Netflix, Avatars, and Live Party. Oh my, for the week of July 20th, 2008.
Hello, I'm Arnold, a.k.a. Andy Meister.
And hello, I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman709. This week we are talking about E3 2008 and all the things coming out for our wonderful console in the coming year. Some of the things that we'll be talking about are awesome. Some came as a complete surprise to everyone. And some things have actually caused Xbox fanboys to cry foul. But before we jump in, hey Arnold, do you want to give us a quick update on our gamer card?
Yeah, sure, Mark. Tonight, our Xbox Podcast gamer score is at 709,930. We're going to try and reach a million, guys, so we'd really like for you guys to join up and add yourselves to our gamer card. And you could do that right on our page there. Let's try and reach a million people.
Thanks to CashFly, you are able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CashFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CashFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CashFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right. Well, as you noticed, we went straight to the weekly feature. And got no news. We're just doing all. This whole show is going to be nothing about E3. And it's probably going to be a long one, but we're going to try not to bore you and drag on too long. We just wanted to, spend this episode to give you all our thoughts about what we heard this week and saw at E3. And I think I'll go ahead and kick off with, I think the biggest thing we saw, at least related to the console itself, was we are getting a new fall update, and this update's going to be huge. And it's going to bring an entire new dashboard to the console this year. And basically, there was a lot of uproar in certain aspects of this, but basically,
I don't
try
consider
to get... Pardon?
I don't consider it an uproar. I think it's actually a nice change.
Well, there was a lot of people upset about a bunch of different things, but I think it's good. A lot of the things they are going to do, I think, are really good for the console. One of the things that I think a lot of people are going to like is that you'll have the option, and this is optional. I stress that word, optional. Everybody get that? This is optional.
That one more time.
Have
this
the
is optional.
Yeah, you will have the option to install your games to the hard drive. For this will serve a couple different purposes. It will speed up your load times, and it will cut down on the noisy disk drive and save wear and tear in your drive if you want. So again, this was an option. You're not going to be required to do it. They're not going to do mandatory installs like another console that we know of. But I like how Microsoft goes about things. They give their consumer the options to do what they want. You know, just kind of like with that HD DVD drive. You know, there was nothing set in stone yet of who won. So if you wanted it, you could buy it. If you didn't, you weren't stuck with it. So thankfully.
Yeah. One thing I want to mention about that is I was reading another article today about it, and they did not. Well, I guess. The source mentioned the other console, quote-unquote console, but they said that even with downloading the Devil May Cry 4, they noticed that the times that it took was approximately about 10 minutes to do that, and on the other console, it took about twice as long to do the same thing. So, you know, something they're doing something a little right, whatever it is, on that console. I'm not sure why it would take 20 minutes to download a game onto another console like that, but who knows?
Well, the Blu-ray drive spins a lot slower than the CD-ROM drives, too. I think that's the biggest reason why, is they just don't have... And that's why they do the mandatory installs, because they can't spin that disc fast enough yet. I mean, eventually they'll get there just like CD-ROM drives did, and, you know, so, and DVDs and all that good stuff, so... But, you know, you better have a big hard disk. I think you're going to have to get that 120 if you want to start putting a couple games on.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to need to save my money.
So, but our achievement alerts, friends alerts, stuff like that are all going to be exactly the same. In fact, it's been said that they look sharper and cleaner, and, of course, the achievement sound is still the same. And one of the biggest complaints, or a lot of things we've seen, are, I want to use my gamer tags, and I'll get into why... You know, well, what do you mean you want to use your gamertag picture? Well, we'll get into that in a minute. But your gamertag pictures and your themes, all those themes and pictures that you've paid for or gotten free, they will still be able to be used in this new dashboard interface. And if you haven't seen the dashboard, check out our Enhanced podcast. We will have pictures of it. I think it looks pretty slick. But bear in mind, your themes and gamer pictures will definitely work in the new one. And this, Arnold, I found real interesting is, you know, and I don't know how this one slipped, but while, it, you know, we've talked about achievements, you know, this is a big thing with the 360, and obviously Sony recognizes that because they're launching trophies now. But
yep.
Medals are coming to the 360 with the dashboard update. And this is an actual quote during an interview. It says, the My Xbox section will give you a central location to edit personal items. From here, you'll be able to add pictures, edit your profile, and view your achievements. Microsoft will also institute a new medal system so you can show off your most recent achievements. Medals are basically graphical representations of achievements, kind of like graphical badges or trophies. To me,
okay.
I don't really know what that means. It sounds to me like they're just going to show achievements, but they're calling them medals.
It kind of sounds like they're mimicking Call of Duty, or actually now Battlefield. You know how you get those medals and dog tags and stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess it's become a really popular way of showing things, and I don't know. It looks like that they're trying to mimic them, because you know when you go to Prestige, those are all you know different medals that the military get.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know how I am about achievement points.
Yeah. Something tells me you could care less about that feature.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. Who knows? Maybe I might get into it now that I see something like that, but I don't know. I mean, shoot. I'm in Call of Duty. I'm a level 1 prestige 55, and the only reason why I went prestige in the first place is because... I got into a bet with an old friend of mine who I hadn't seen in a long time. And when we were playing Call of Duty, he got on and said, "Hey, man, if I go Prestige, you're going to have to go Prestige." So I said, "Okay, I will." Begrudgingly. I'm not going to do it again. But, you know, I'm still a level 1 Prestige. And, you know, I don't think this is going to make any difference to me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, probably not. But now, what are your thoughts now of... There's been a big change to the console, and it's something to do with a little thing called avatars.
Okay. I watched the Microsoft presentation, and that I'm actually kind of excited about. And the reason why is because of the reason why I played Xbox in the first place. I really like the social aspect of being on Xbox Live. I really hated it when they took away that chat mode on the original Xbox, where you could get in. It was right in the dashboard. You could get in and chat, and you can get like 16 friends online, and you could just have this open chat session. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that. I didn't. When I had my live, I actually didn't play a lot originally on the original Xbox. Didn't do a lot of live gaming.
Oh, okay. So. Well, I did. I did that. I did a lot of that. As a matter of fact, when I was doing clans and stuff, we were in Ghost Recon. We had a Ghost Recon clan, and we had like, you know, 12 guys in it, and we'd do our clan matches in there and get on this chat session. And of course, live party is another option that the dashboard is going to be, you know, introducing, which is kind of related to the avatar. And you're going to get up to about 8 friends in there, and that's actually something that I'm really looking forward to. I like just sitting around and BSing all night with a bunch of friends online. I mean, that's the reason why I played like Uno and Texas Hold'em. I love playing Texas Hold'em some nights. As a matter of fact, you know, that should be an idea for a Beat Up the Host night. Get in a bunch of guys from and play some Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, I'll definitely get beat up.
I like doing that kind of stuff. So that, you know, that's the same kind of aspect. So I actually am looking forward to it. You've got that those games, the primetime live games, the 1 versus 100 show that's being introduced.
I'm looking forward to trying that out.
I am too.
I think that'll be fun.
I think that'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, I like the fact that you can customize the avatars. I really thought that we did a good job of doing that when they introduced that Nintendo did a good job of doing that when they introduced that in their Wii. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, what I like about the avatar system is that I think they look better than the Miis do. They definitely look a lot
right.
better. They're also going to incorporate them into future games like... And there's a new Uno game coming out that we'll talk about later on. But like the 1 versus 100, you'll actually have your avatar in the game. And people will be able to see your avatar. And also, like you mentioned, the live primetime, you're actually going to be able to win real prizes with a lot of these game shows and stuff that they're doing through the live, through the Xbox dashboard.
Yeah, I think that's going to be great.
You know, and what I think is cool about the avatars... And a lot of people were screaming, "Oh, you're mimicking the Mii or the Wii. You're trying to go casual and bring on all the soccer moms and the grandmas." Well, why not? Because the NPD numbers came out today, and Microsoft got their butt kicked by Sony and by the Nintendo Wii. The Nintendo Wii just is now the number one console in hardware sales in North America. They have sold more than Microsoft has. And, you know, there's... Nintendo's got a cheaper product. They got a product that appeals to a broader audience. And, you know, you can't... I love the 360, and I love all it does. But you can't stick to a smaller, more hardcore group of people and expect to maintain in a market like this. Companies want to make money. You know, we're seeing a lot of third-party support on the 360. Why is that? Bigger install base, more people are buying. Sony is losing all their exclusives. They're losing all these things because Sony has lost their vision of what they wanted. They're going for a different market. They're going for, here's your $600 console, we got Blu-ray. And I mean, that's what they've been selling, is like a home entertainment center, not a game machine. Now their games are coming, and I will say real quick, I saw some amazing looking games on the PS3 at E3. Very impressive. They got a great machine, no doubt about it. And Microsoft needs to try to break out of the hardcore. You know, everybody sees this as it's the shooter console, that it's the hardcore gamer console. You got to break out of that. Branch out, appeal to more people to get more money into your system, and just, you know, it'll be a bigger success and it'll last longer, you know? So I think it's great what they're doing.
I agree. You know, one thing that I'm noticing is that, you know, you're talking about a generational thing here. More, and I mean, Microsoft was throwing out some numbers in their presentation. They sold video games sold $45 billion last year. That's more than the box office, more than DVD sales.
Yep.
I mean, that is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so, and everything is moving in that direction. So why not turn your gaming console into a family console? I would love to get my wife to play some games with me. I mean, that's the reason why I'm thinking about getting Rock Band. And, you know, of course, Rock Band 2 is coming out, and you guys are, you know, pumping it up real good. And I'm, you know, I'm really seriously thinking about it because I want to get my wife involved in this. And this 1 versus 100, this avatar system, if that's not going to bring my wife into it, I don't know what will. She would love to play these kind of games, especially for real prices. So, you know, this marketing thing that, that Microsoft is trying to do is actually a good thing. And you're right. You don't want to be exclusive. You don't want to be part of, you don't want to be the hardcore gamer console because you'll disappear in the mist,
right?
Basically.
You might win a battle, you know, but you're going to lose the war.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to appeal to it. And you got to remember here, the entertainment business is in crisis right now. The traditional going to the movies, the traditional watching TV at certain set times that the TV dictated that you watch a show at, you know, that's all going away. With the, you know, TiVo was introduced. Now people can watch whatever they want, whenever they want. We have podcasts now that people can download whenever they want instead of listening to the radio at a certain time of day, every single day. And television broadcasters are losing all kinds of money, all kinds of advertising because people, you know, especially with the introduction of the internet, people are just not wanting to do things on their terms. They want to do things on their own terms. Why not use the same thing for the console? People play games on their own terms on the console. People get on Xbox Live on their own terms on the console. You know, why not bring some of that advertising in there? And why not bring the people in there? So, like I said, it's a huge change. It's something that people are risking, that Microsoft is risking, taking a risk on for this to happen. And I actually applaud them for taking this risk because, you know, everything is in flux now. You never know. We have no idea 10 years from now how people are going to be entertaining themselves because everything is changing instantly.
Right. I agree with that, and I think that another thing that it's coming to the dashboard, which will get the wives, I think, tuned in to using the box more, is Netflix. Netflix has got a partnership now with Microsoft, and Microsoft, the Xbox 360, is the only gaming console that will have this. Sony and Nintendo are not getting it. It's an exclusive partnership with Netflix and the 360 that now... come soon as this fall, soon as you have this new dashboard, you'll automatically be able to start streaming over 10,000 movies from Netflix right to your 360 in your HDTV. And you can do it right now. Like, I'm a Netflix subscriber, and I can go into their Instant Watch and watch movies streamed to my PC. Well, now your Xbox will be able to do the same thing. Stream it right from their site. You can go on the web and update your queue, you know, have your instant queue set up, and then, you know, and then it's all geared up. Then when you get on your Xbox, you can go right there. You can even move your queue and change your queue around from your Xbox. But you can just click, yep, watch this now, and boom, it starts streaming. And it's only going to get better. I mean, right now, the video quality, they're saying it's DVD quality. Now, I've watched one on my PC, and I was not impressed with the quality. But yeah. I know it will get better. We will eventually get HD pumping through Netflix. You know, that's just the way things are going. And
I think that's what they're setting up for here. Because right now, you are not. You know, you have just changed from watching on your PC to sitting on your couch watching it on your TV now.
That's where I want to be.
So that's exactly right. That's what they want us. Microsoft wants to stick everybody in the family room. Instead of having, and usually everybody, you know, The PC is usually off in some corner of the family room, and only one person can view it at a time. Well, now they want to bring everybody in, and this is part of this whole deal.
Yeah.
And I think it's an awesome deal. I didn't subscribe to Netflix before, but because of this, I'm going to. So I can't wait for this to happen.
Yeah, and you will need to be both a Netflix subscriber and, of course, an Xbox Live member. Now, Arnold, I don't recall, and I could not find a specific when I was writing all my notes up, and maybe I'll go out and do a little searching while we continue on, but do you know, my understanding is you only had to be an Xbox Live Silver member, which everybody is, and you had to be a member of Netflix. Do you know if it's silver or do you have to be gold?
I didn't catch the details of that, but I thought it was gold.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to see what I can find. And it shouldn't take me long, but I'll let you know as soon as I find it.
All right. Because when I was watching the...
Yeah, you're right. Xbox Live Gold members.
Yeah, I think they said specifically gold when the actual Microsoft presentation was going on.
Yeah.
I heard the word gold in there somewhere.
Yeah, you're right. I'm reading this right off Xbox.com, and it is gold member. So you do have to be gold member and a member of Netflix, you know. But I, like myself, I already am for both, so I'm getting this basically for free. You know, it's something new I don't have right now. I'm going to have in a couple months. So I'm like, awesome.
One thing I wish they would do is, I don't know how they're going to do this, but is figure out a way to speed up the download times. But now this is actually streaming.
This will stream.
Right?
So it's only going to buffer for like my understanding, it's actually pretty darn quick through Netflix. It'll buffer for just a minute and boom, then you start watching.
Okay, well that's going to be good.
Yes, this is good, and this is cool. I'm very excited about this. You talked about partying up and chatting with your buddies. This is another cool thing. I don't know if you knew this, but the live party, you can be in your live party. You can be sitting on your dashboard talking with your seven other friends, and I'm gonna like, oh, you know what? Hey, Arnold, Kyle, I was on vacation and. Here's my pictures. Now, I can look at my pictures on my Xbox now, but in the fall, I'll be able to share those pictures with you guys while we're in the live party. And say you're looking at my pictures, and I'm like, hey, you guys want to watch a movie? Now, say you and Kyle don't have Netflix, but I do. I can launch a Netflix movie, and you guys will be able to watch it.
Oh, that is awesome!
Now.
That is awesome!
So, I am pretty stoked about this live party thing. There, you can stream your photos, everyone in your party, and you know what? We could be looking at something, and I'm like, hey guys, let's play some Uno. I can launch the game. I'll go select as being the party leader. I'll go select the game, and it'll automatically launch it on everybody in the parties. All their Xboxes will automatically launch the game.
Now, you said something about the avatar in Uno. Will you be able to get your avatar in this Uno game? Is that how
they said the new game will support the avatar? Yes.
Yeah, the Uno Rush. That's the one that's coming
exactly,
out.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh.
So see, yeah, this is going to change everything. I mean, you know what I feel like? I feel like not a kid in a candy store, but I feel like one of Santa's elves that got the Christmas list of all the toys that he's going to be giving out, and he's like, here. You take this to the other elves to make. Take this list of the toys so they can make all these toys. That's what I feel like. I'm like, this is like Christmas in July.
Yeah.
This is going to ramp up every single discussion from now until December or Christmas time is all going to be about this kind of stuff. And, you know, even after it launches, it's just going to go crazy.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at a whole dimensional change here, a whole different way of thinking that Xbox is or that Microsoft is presenting here, and I'm really really excited about it.
It is going to be a great year for Xbox. And like I said, this is all just dashboard stuff that.
I know. We haven't even gotten to the games yet.
The dashboard was pretty darn cool, and. You know, there's a lot of community stuff they're doing. There's so much stuff, and you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse, because I'm sure, you know, a lot of people, especially all our listeners, have probably been tuned in, and this is, you know, this might not be any news. That's why we're trying to share our personal viewpoints with you, because you guys have probably heard all this stuff. But you know, this whole dashboard thing alone is really slick, and here is something that I know a lot of people are going to be very happy about. The ads that you now see on your dashboard, they're not going to be gone, okay? But they're going to be stripped out from every blade or every screen or whatever you want to call. They're going to have their own space. There's going to be one page that, and I can't remember what it was called. I read about what it was called. And that's where the ads are going to be. So when I'm looking at my Xbox page, going to be no ads on it. It looks very clean, it's slick, and it looks like it might even be a little faster than our current interface. It's supposed to be pretty quick. And when you hit the guide button, you're going to get a new guide now instead of what we currently have where the blade slides out from the left or from the right.
Right.
When you hit it, you're going to see something that looks very similar to the blades, our dashboard that we have now with the blade system. But it'll all be gray, you know, kind of grayish, at least in the pictures that I saw. So I think this is pretty cool. I'm excited. I cannot wait to get this fall update. And I just pray that they have this figured out and that this update goes without failure and it doesn't brick any systems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, one thing that we could probably do to prepare for this is we should all probably, I mean, I'm going to recommend this to all the listeners and myself. We should all get bigger hard drives because I don't know. Who knows how much memory this is going to take, how much hard drive space is going to take, because there's going to be all kinds of stuff. I mean, another thing that's going to be coming on this Xbox Live update is the Xbox Live community games, the games made by gamers and by you and me who've learned how to program games, and they've submitted them to Microsoft, and then
that's XNA, right?
Yep, the XNA games. Sweet. Yes, actually, that is a really neat campaign that they're doing. Plus, it's a nice way to recruit. You know, anybody creates an XNA game like that, Microsoft's going to say, "Hey."
And who said that the Xbox doesn't have user created content?
Yeah,
we're going to have tons of it.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, and, you know, this is all related to that. That fall update is going to prepare for that.
Oh, you can't get here quick enough.
Oh, I know. I know. I am stoked. I'm really stoked.
All right. Well, what do you say we move this discussion to start talking about some of the cool games that are coming up?
Sure. Let's do that.
All right. Well, now, did you see you saw the press conference, right?
Oh, yeah. I watched all the games coming out.
What did you think when they said they have a special guest that had an announcement and all of a sudden everything went black and the big video screens were black? And nothing was going on, and then all of a sudden you heard a familiar voice.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Portal, Still Alive, is coming to the Xbox Live Arcade. This is an arcade exclusive, and it's coming this fall. Now
I never really did play Portal.
Oh, man, I played through that game. That was pretty darn cool. And now, what I kind of thought was almost misleading, and I'll say this is one thing I didn't like about after the fact, is that when they presented this, it was called Portal Still Alive. I'm like, yeah, cool, a new Portal game is coming. Now we hear that that's not necessarily so. This is actually going to be the original Portal game, but with some additional levels. So there will be new...
Well, at least then I'll get to play
it. Yeah, there will be new puzzles and new levels, but it's still going to be the original game as well. So,
that's okay.
It kind of seemed a little misleading, which I kind of thought was kind of crappy, but it's still pretty darn cool. And we'll still be the only ones that have it.
Well, going back to the presentations, did you like the presentation for Fable?
I could care less.
I actually thought it was kind of cool. One thing I did like about it is the purple orbs, where you can invite a friend into your world to do these tasks. And you walk up to an orb, and I guess you tap on it, or I don't know what you do with it. You do something with the orb, and it actually sends an invite to your friend, and then he joins in. That I thought was pretty cool. My kids loved Fable, and I actually enjoyed watching my kids playing the game. So that's kind of interesting.
It I thought that I didn't see that point. I thought was pretty cool. That was the one thing I thought was pretty neat. And the blue or those purple orbs actually represent, you know, when you're playing online, say you were playing and I was playing and you were somewhere in your world and all of a sudden you saw that purple orb, you walk up and somewhere obviously it's going to have my name there. That's where I'm at in
right.
my game at that exact moment in time. You know, that's where I'm at. So it's like you've crossed my path in the world. So when I join your
right.
game, I'm actually going to be standing at the exact same spot I was when you invited me. So...
which is kind of cool.
It's
one way. I think you can go both ways with that, right?
Yeah. I would see your orb. You would see mine. So,
but you can travel in both directions. So it's kind of like jumping from universe to universe. Do you remember that movie? I can't remember the name of the movie, but it was talking about multiverses, and it had Jet Li in it.
Is that that? Are you talking about Time Cop with the?
No, that's an old Van Damme
movie.
Jet Li.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
it doesn't matter. But anyway, it's like jumping from one universe to another, which is kind of cool. How about this? What about our favorite game? What was that, 2006?
Yep.
Gears of War.
Gears of War.
Here you go. Gears of War.
I was tuned into this one.
Oh, man. So was I. That was awesome.
They did not disappoint, man.
That was awesome. When they were in that elevator, oh my gosh. And they were going sideways.
I remember looking at going, what the heck is going on here? Because it was just like, this didn't make any sense. And then I realized, it's going sideways. Oh, the building must be knocked over.
That was awesome.
Oh, it was cool. I think what excited me the most, which is kind of weird because it was a trailer, was their, what's the stupid title of it? The brand new game trailer that came out with Marcus Fenix, and he's standing up like on top, you know, at this temple, and he's looking at this guy's battling it out with the locust down beneath, and you hear him talking like, you know, I've got an appointment with, you know, battle, and I will not be late. And he comes down and shoots a friggin' locust and then grabs him and runs down. And I mean, and I'm just thinking, these characters look so big, and I'm like, they got to be heavy. And he's just hauling this guy around, this locust in front of him, like using him as a meat shield, like he's light as can be. And I'm just like, this dude, you can just feel the weight, you know, that is on him as he's running. And I'm like, this is an amazing trailer. That made me want to play the game right now. I mean,
oh, especially the way you could grab the guy and use him as a body shield. That was awesome.
It is awesome.
There were bullets flying everywhere. There was blood flying everywhere. The locust blood flying everywhere. And he was just like running down the street. That was awesome. But, I'm really stoked. I'm also stoked about the 5-player game mode. I mean, co-op mode.
Yeah.
That's coming
out.
Yes. Yep. Even though it's a different... it's kind of an arcade-ish kind of game mode. I still would love... I mean, that would be kind of cool.
Well, I heard that... now, and that was one of the things is, you know, the game... the campaign is still a 2-player co-op game only. And there was a lot of talk about, were they going to go 4-player in? Cliff Bleszinski basically said that they felt that, and they had some big discussions on this about what did they want to go 4 or not, but they always felt that, the, you know, I think, and this is what happened with Halo 3. I experienced it. you get one guy will get way ahead of everybody, and all of a sudden everybody that's behind, it's, you know, picking up weapons or where they're shooting, all of a sudden, zoop, you're warped, you know, up to that point.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm like, what happened? You know, and you miss out on a lot of the story where it takes you out of the gameplay because all of a sudden you're like, you've warped to another part of the game. And they didn't want that. They wanted to focus on the storyline. They wanted to keep the players in the game, and that's why they decided to stick with the two-player. But now that you brought up with the Horde, this is a five-player survival game, basically. And it features 50 waves of increasingly more Locust Horde attacks. And they have a continued checkpoint system for every five levels that you go. And one of the interviews I watched, or one of the other podcasts I listened to, they were saying that they were interviewing one of the developers, and with the developers of the game, the highest level he'd ever gotten to was level 27.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so this is going to be pretty tough to do.
This is going to be intense.
Yeah, you're going to need all five players, man. Arnold, this brought me back when I was listening to this and hearing about it. I'm like, dude, this is going to be another one of those hour-long defends like in Grot 2.
Exactly. That's what popped in my mind right now. When you said that, I was like, this is going to be an hour-long defense. This is going to be, oh my gosh.
Yep.
This is going to be a crazy.
And we will have memories and be telling stories just like we did that last week. I mean, we started reminiscing about that hour defend and talking about the stories. And this is going to be the same. This is going to do, this will be the hour defend for Gra. Or, I mean, for Gears of War.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be cool. So, but now I'm going to quick try to run through just a couple. We got a bunch of different things. I'm going to start with some campaign gameplay changes. It will have multiple save files, which is pretty cool. You won't be locked down to the one.
Yeah.
They've added two new difficulty levels. One is actually going to be easier than the current casual mode that's in the original Gears of War. And I don't know, believe it or not, there's going to be a harder level than the insane level. So,
okay.
I had a hard time on co-op getting through Insane, so I don't know about... And you know they're going to have some achievement to force you to play that level. Downed enemy executions are expanded. Now there's four choices based on the equipped weapon and character. This is pretty cool. You know, we used to have the curb stomp. The curb stomp's still in the game, but now they also have... that, like, if you have the sniper rifle, if you're Marcus, man, he'll flip it around and grab it by the barrel and just slam it down on the dude's head and crush his skull. There's all kinds of different execution moves. There's blood trails on walls and on the ground if the players where the meat shield are injured and bleeding. The meat shield, you can pick up a downed locust or an opponent and use them as a shield. The meat shield will deteriorate as it takes bullets. In meat shield mode, you can only use the Gorgon burst pistol to defend yourself. And meat shield also works in multiplayer modes. Now, I heard, like, if you get picked up and uses a meat shield, basically you end up dying, and you actually get to respawn back in the game. You're not stuck staring, you know, out as you're being carried around like a meat shield.
Okay, so you... All right, so once he picks you up and starts using you as
you're
a meat
dead.
Shield, you're yeah. dead. Okay. That's what I was wondering. I was kind of wondering how that was going to work in multiplayer. You know, you'd have to sit there and watch this guy carry you all over.
Yeah, I've wondered the same thing. I'm like, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
I'm glad they realized that.
Talk about being in the dead room.
You have a couple of meat shield people just talking. They're the only ones that can talk.
Yeah.
You meat shield? Yeah, me too. I don't know. I wish they wish he'd let me go.
Let's go start a chat.
Roadie run's been tweaked so you don't get stuck as often. You can now hit X to cancel out a radio message, narratives, and cutscenes. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Get out of that stuff.
Collectibles are back and will help the story narrative, such as journals, newspapers, and posters. There's new bigger boss fights to wrap up chapters, and there's a chapter checkpoint system is back. So that covers some new stuff for the campaign. Arnold, you want to talk about the new characters and the returning characters?
Yeah, let's see. We got new COG character. We got Dizzy, former stranded truck driver forced to join the COG to save his family. And Ty Kaliso, the spiritual warrior. That's interesting.
That should be that. I'm curious to see what that character's like.
The Ty Kaliso guy?
I just get the impression he's going to be pretty
bad. I wonder if
bad.
He's going to have a... Is he going to have a, some sort of sword or...
Maybe he'll have a katana.
Maybe he's going to have some sort of weapon. Yeah, he might have a katana. But who knows? That'd be interesting. Because there's going to be all kinds of moves, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, new melee moves, so he might have something. Then you've got the returning characters. You got Marcus Fenix, of course, and Dominic Santiago, and Baird, and Cole, and Carmine. And in the new version, I don't think that nobody knows about Colonel Hoffman. Nobody sees him in the videos. He might be dead. Who knows? And then we've got these vehicles coming out, which is kind of cool. Driving vehicles. You got the Centaur tank, complete with active reload and enhanced cannon fire. And you've got Derek, which is a huge truck with a platform shown in the trailers. It's you can only ride it, though. You can't do anything with it. The Brumac, you can... did you see that at the end
yep.
of that? Of that trailer?
Said, you can ride the Brumac.
If they can ride it, we can.
That's pretty cool. When they said that, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. We get to ride a Brumac?
I know,
Brumac.
That's what I said.
Oh, man.
Then you got the Reavers. Marcus and Don talk about riding one, but it hasn't been shown or confirmed by Epic, and it's supposedly doable in the game. So that's going to be cool. We had vehicles, we had COG characters, returning COG characters. We also have new locusts, new bad
there's
guys.
There's a lot of new bad guys.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole list of them here. And let's see, does anyone kind of...
The tickers, I think, are going to annoy the crap out of me because they're basically little mobile explosive creatures. And it says they scurry around like roaches trying to stay out of your line of sight and explode when they get close. They make a clicking noise.
That was kind of like in Halo, those, what do you call those little things in Halo?
I don't know anything about the Halo universe.
Oh, okay.
But even those ones that were in the original Gears of War, man, they'd come running up at you so quick and scream and holler at you and explode into little nuclear radiation. I hated those things, man.
Yeah.
I cannot remember what those are called at the moment. I'm drawing a blank. But, I hated those, and I have a feeling this will be the... But at least this says they try to stay out of your way, because they want to explode, have you get close to them, so...
This is an interesting one, the Hammerhead Grunt Locust, named after its shark-looking helmet.
Cool. That sounds cool.
I know. Let's see. Of course, you got the Reavers on land. They could walk.
Yeah, but basically, there's a bunch of new locusts. There's also... they've got a, what do you call it, a flamethrower has been added to the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Lots of new weapons and some changes have been made. There's the Mulcher, which is a chain gun. It's heavy and will slow you down, but you can shoot it from the hip. Or it's deployable and you can mount it on cover, which is, increases its accuracy. So, but, of course, it will overheat and you got to keep it cool. And did you see the shield?
Yes.
I want to know if you can melee or chop someone's head off with that thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Because that is awesome.
Yeah, you can pick up...
Now, we'll wonder, how long will that shield last, you think?
I don't know. Cliff said you could use it and plunk it down. You can jam it into the ground and get behind it, and it'll protect you from rockets. So,
wow. So everybody's going to... I can see this now. In multiplayer, everybody's going to be looking for that daggone shield.
Yeah. I'm sure it won't last forever, but...
Yeah,
it's cool though. It definitely, in campaign, it's going to be pretty cool to play with all these new toys.
Yeah.
All right, let's get going. We got 12 maps out of the box. They're going to have more DLC as well. The campaign co-op is pop in and pop out. It's limited to 2 players. And their special cutscenes are specifically for co-op playthroughs. So, first time you do co-op campaign, you might not want to skip through. We talked about the Horde. And, of course, there's going to be a bunch of new versus players, versus modes.
It's 5-5 now.
Yeah, and you gotta like that. It's a... Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying. Okay, they've upped it to 5-5, right?
5-5, yeah.
And then there's the five teams of two, which they so appropriately named, titled the game Wingman. I think it's going to be my favorite mode. So, and then, of course, the Meat Fleet, the Meat Flag game. So, lots of cool stuff. Party system's been added to allow up, you know, party up to five, jump into a ranked or unranked match, yada, yada, yada. And then, of course, I'll cover this since I know you don't care, but the last thing we'll talk about Gears of War 2 is to prevent players from being tunnel visioned or versioned, or you can only... I think I meant tunnel vision. You can only earn one credit towards a specific achievement per match. So basically, you know, if they've got to get 500 headshots, you're going to have to play 500 matches and get one headshot per match for it to count. If you were in one match and were able to get 500, you're going to go to your progress, check your progress, and you're going to see you only had one headshot. I think that's stupid. I think it's crap. And I mean, for the original Gears, they were so ridiculous, I didn't boost or do anything like that anyways, but they were just so far out of reach. They make, you know, what is the one, kill like 10,000 people or something to get an achievement. It's like, give me a break. So they're putting limits on it and to try to keep people from boosting, which I just think is kind of stupid, you know. There's not a lot of people boost and you're making it harder for legit people to get what their achievements. But the good thing is there's going to be a progress. You can track it. You can see how far you're going, which I really like. In the game...
Well, it's kind of, you know what they're doing that for, too. Another reason why they're doing that is so that you play the game longer. You know? If you are looking for an achievement. Because you have to do it per match, so that means you have to do it... You have to play more. So...
Yeah, but it's, you know... There's no way I'll be going after any of that stuff, so I probably won't be playing this game online anyways, but I didn't like the last game online. So I will try it, but it won't be a whole lot.
That was the only way I played it. I played most of it, though.
Just didn't care for the online original Gears of War. Love the campaign, though.
Oh.
Went through it three times. Four times, actually, I think. So, and I'll definitely be doing it a couple more times this round, so... But November 7th, game's release date.
Woohoo! November 7th.
So pre-order now. Get ready.
Yep. Go to GameStop. Put your money down. All right, so we've got a whole bunch of other games coming out during that Microsoft presentation. You had the Fallout 3, which kind of looked like a modern version of Oblivion with these really cool guns, especially that nuclear weapons thing. That was pretty wild. Yeah, you get to launch your own nuclear weapon.
Cool.
Resident Evil 5, that co-op mode was really, really cool.
That looked good.
Yeah. You know, one person, it kind of looked like a really action-packed Splinter Cell, right? Didn't that remind you of that?
I kind of thought of Army of Two when the one person helped the other person jump the ledge. But Army of Two sucked, and I know this game will be a lot better than that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, we got Uno Rush again. That's with the avatars and everything. That's going to be kind of cool. GTA's got a DLC coming out, which, of course, all you GTA fans out there, get ready to... Don't trade your game in yet. You got Seen It, that big box office smash. That's where your avatars are going to be used, right there in that game. And then, of course, I think this is another... This one's actually one that you might be really interested in. What game is this again?
You're in the movies. I personally, I'm not interested in it, but I like it because, again, this is branching out. They're going after a casual market, trying to get mom and dad and grandma in, because I think it would be something fun for... This is definitely something fun with the kids and the parents and to play together. And basically, the game will ship with a live vision camera and the total price of the camera and the game is still only going to be $60. So even if you're looking for a live vision camera, I mean, the camera alone is $40. You might as well just pick up the year in the movies game, because then at least you got a game with it, right? But it goes through and has you do, like, you know, kind of these little mini games, and it has you do stuff. And then it has all the players that are in do these little mini games, and you have no idea what, you know, it's just like swat at flies, and you're standing there swatting at these flies that come up on the screen. Well, basically it records all yourself. It records you. And then it creates, when it's all done with the mini games, it creates a movie, and it replays everybody. It replays this actual little movie, and it's like a B movie, you know, like Night of the Living Blob or something. And then goes through this real campy like movie, and you see all the players doing their movements, but they're put to different backgrounds and different scenes to fit the movie. And that's what I like, is it's going to bring in other people, going to get other people to play it, and I think that's pretty cool. So,
yeah, you know what? My wife would like this game. I think she would like this game, because we get the whole family in here and do something like that, and then we could probably post it on YouTube or
there
something.
There you go. There you go.
Get it out of capture card and post it on YouTube. Of course, all you Guitar Hero fans, number 4 is coming out with Metallica, REM, and a whole bunch of other brand new people. they've got Jimi Hendrix out there too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the real important, on Guitar Hero, the Harmonix, or Alnevrsoft has said that Harmonix instruments can be used with Microsoft's version of the upcoming game, which will adjust for play with Rival's drum set. The World Tour instruments also work with the first Rock Band game. So basically, if that didn't make any sense, if you already have Rock Band, you already have the drum set, you do not have to go and buy the Guitar Hero 4 set to get their drums. Your Rock Band drums will work in Guitar Hero 4. Now, there is a difference, because there's like an extra pad, an extra cymbal in Guitar Hero 4 set. But it will detect if you've got Rock Band drums hooked up. It will basically alter the game so that you don't have to worry. You won't be missing that extra cymbal that you have. I think that's pretty cool that Neversoft did that. And I think they will sell more copies of the game now, because, like myself, there's no way I'm going to be buying another, you know, even for Rock Band 2 and Guitar Hero 4, I'm not going to go buy the big kits. I've got my instruments. I'm going to play with what I have. So
yeah.
I think it's a smart move by Neversoft to do this, because they'll sell more of the $60 copy of their game, you know, by doing that. And that's, they want to, you know, it's all about sales.
It's too bad you can't get Rock Band 2 to work with.
Well, you might, but I mean, they can't state that right now, since that's not out and they don't have their hands on that equipment. So, you know, you never know.
But that would be good. That would be good, because now you can play two games with the same kind of...
I use the same guitar in Guitar Hero 2, 3, and Rock Band. I use the same guitar. So I never...
So you can use guitar. Well, my son told me that you couldn't play the Guitar Hero guitar in Rock Band. But
my wife uses the guitar, the wireless from Guitar Hero 3. I use the corded one from Guitar Hero 2. We never use the Rock Band guitar. I don't like it. So,
oh, really?
Yep, it's so.
I had a discussion with that with my brother today. He said that he's got a Wii, and he said that you can't play the Guitar Hero guitar.
Now,
on
for the
band,
Wii, I believe he's right. And I'm for the PlayStation, I think that's correct. The Xbox, I believe, is the only one that they go that you can do it on. So.
Okay. Well, that's good. Thank you for clarifying that for me. I didn't know that. But anyway, moving on, because we're running out of time. Oh, my God, we have a lot of time. We have lips. I really don't want to talk too much about that.
I'll talk about it. I'm actually think this thing's cool, and it may sound strange, but I'm going to tell you why I think this is cool. It's going to come out this holiday. This is a karaoke game, plain and simple. That's all there is to it. Comes with two wireless mics that are motion sensitive, and I guess there's certain things that on the screen it'll show you what to do, and you wave the mic a certain way to make things happen. And I'm not going to go through all that. You know, the biggest, coolest thing I think is that this will ship with like 30 songs. but you can hook up your Zune or your iPod and play non-DRM songs, and it will play in the game. Now, DRM, digital rights management, so if you've downloaded from iTunes, it's got DRM on it, you know. So, but if you've got music on your iPod or your Zune that does not have the digital rights management on there, those songs will you will be able to play and sing and play in this karaoke game. And I don't understand how they're being able to do that, and they have not talked about how they can do it, but it works.
Yeah, I was wondering how are they going to extrapolate the words from the songs?
I don't know.
Unless there's a database that it
which would force you to have to be on live. So I don't necessarily know if that's going to be the case. There's got to be some kind of way they're doing it. It does supposedly work, and that's what I think's cool. I'm going to put my own music in and sing. So now it takes out the whole, well, I got, you know, paying for DLC because I bought the Karaoke Revolution American Idol Edition.
Shoot,
and
fun. Save you a whole bunch of money.
Man, there's a ton. It's like $2 a song, and there's a ton of songs out there to buy that'd be cool, but I can't afford to keep up with it.
Yeah, you and me both. You and me both.
So,
I mean, my kids want to download every single DLC for Guitar Hero 3, and my other son just bought Guitar Hero Aerosmith. I'm sure there's going to be a DLC out for that. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, they're going to nickel and dime us to death with these things.
So, here's a way to break free of that. Bring your own music.
Yeah. Okay, well, that would be kind of interesting. This might be a rental for me to see if this really works or not. I mean, a lot of these things are family-oriented, too, which is something that I really want to get my family in together. You know? All right, so moving on.
Oh, here's the biggie.
Oh, jeez. Okay. You do this because there's so many.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna go through all of them. There's no way. But Rock Band 2, baby, this is Xbox Podcast. You know we were not gonna forget about Rock Band 2. This thing is coming with 84 master tracks, and it's even gonna include a brand new tune from Guns N' Roses off the album that's been in the making, I think, for 10 years, called Chinese Democracy. But there's going to be a song on here called Shackler's Revenge off that album. They even got Bob Dylan's Tangled Up in Blue and AC/DC Let There Be Rock. Now, I know we got Guitar Hero Metallica coming, but there is going to be Metallica in this game. We got Pearl Jam, Megadeth, just goes on and on. Now, 84 tracks. Now, Guitar Hero 4 is actually shipping with, I think it's like 87 or 88, so they got a bigger set list. However, Rock Band 2, they're going to have 20 free downloadable content tracks available the day this releases. So you're actually, we're up to 104
wow.
songs.
100 songs.
And that's not even including all the songs from that doesn't even include all your DLC from the first game will automatically be working. It'll detect those and put them in there. And you can also export most of the songs from your original game into Rock Band 2. Now, as the last I heard, they said there is a fee for that, and that's due to licensing because they got to pay the artists. But they're saying it's going to be less than $5. Now, that's the way they said it. Now, I'm hoping that doesn't mean less than $5 per song. I hope that means the whole group for $5.
Yeah, it better be more than just one song.
But last I heard, they said they really expect to have almost every single one of them. There's probably two or three songs that they may not be able to export over. And that's because of, you know, some of these bands may have relicensed. And my guess is, like, one of them is Metallica. You know, the Metallica stuff in Rock Band may not move over to Rock Band 2 because they've kind of moved over and gone kind of with the Guitar Hero group, but you know, it could be stuff like that, but they're expecting maybe two or three songs that might not be able to come over, and that's about it. That's a crap load of songs for Rock Band 2 from day one. You know, but the whole list has been released, but I'm not going to go through it all. I'd take another hour. I just wanted to say real quick, a couple of the songs that I went and highlighted that I'm really looking forward to playing are You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette, Man in the Box by Alice in Chains, White Wedding by Billy Idol, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi, Down with the Sickness by Disturbed, Everlong by the Foo Fighters, One Step Closer by Linkin Park, Alive by Pearl Jam. I want this whole album, though. I want the Pearl Jam's 10 album. I want the whole thing. Gosh.
Yeah. That would be actually pretty good.
But I'll take the one song. Rats Round and Round, Red Hot Chili Peppers Give It Away, Smashing Pumpkins Today, and Spoon Man by Soundgarden. Like I said, there's 84 songs. I only listed about 10 to 12, but those are the ones I'm really looking forward to playing. So check our website, our forums. If you haven't seen the full list, I actually posted it up in our forums. You can see all 84. And that wraps up our Rock Band 2 coverage. There was just so much stuff I could talk about, and we just don't have the time to cover it. So,
no.
You know, but, and we'll be talking about it in the next couple months as this game gets closer to release.
So. All right. Let's, okay, let me just talk about a couple things here about NBC and television broadcasters. I do know for a fact that, you know, with all that money being spent on video games and video gaming entertainment, the television broadcasters are kind of late to the party, and now they're trying to get on the bandwagon, and NBC's starting to broadcast some of their stuff, joining in with Xbox Live. And, you know, that's all good and dandy, but I do see this in the future, though. More and more are going to be doing this. So those of you who do not like, who are, you know, abhorrent about television and are disgusted with television, I hate to say this, but it's going to start invading your Xbox, and it's going to get worse. So be prepared. But the good thing about Xbox is that you can pick and choose. So you can be playing a game and not even worry about any of this stuff.
It's there if you want.
And there's so many other things to do on there's so many other things you can do on Xbox Live that, you know, it's only just one section of it. So that's the good thing about it. Galaga is going to come out with a brand new update. Wow.
That's crazy.
I know. I mean, shoot. That was one of the first games I ever played. I remember playing that when I was a kid. Golly, that was a long time ago. South Park fans are going to be real happy about their arcade gaming coming out next year. I have no idea about have you ever played Banjo?
Nah.
Yeah, so I don't know anything about it. That was stupid. It was.
He's pretty popular, I thought.
Yeah, for kids.
So Kyle will probably like it, huh?
Yeah, you never know.
If anybody's wondering where Kyle is, he's on vacation. He's slacking, so.
Yeah.
That's why he's not here.
Where is he? Up somewhere in the north.
Yeah. Hey, he's not too far from me, and the bum wouldn't even come over to visit and say hi.
Well,
and I don't know if you know this, Arnold,
he doesn't know what he's missing.
I don't know if you know. We're supposed to pick on the guy that's not there. You know, so when he's not here, we got to pick on him. It's expected.
Okay, well, I could just keep calling him Benedict. I could talk about how the Xbox 360 sales doubled the PS3s this year.
I don't know. Did they?
well, it says 10.3 million were sold in the U.S. this year, and that doubled the PS3s. So that was something in their presentation.
No, I don't know. NPD, I think, had a lot more to say recently. But
I didn't get that NPD report.
It wasn't good for Microsoft. That's okay, because one thing we didn't mention was they're cutting the price. So if you've been waiting to get an Xbox, you can go grab that 20 gig Pro box for $299 US. Grab it now while supplies last, because that price is only going to last while they have 20 gig boxes, because they're getting rid of them to bring on 60 gig hard drives in the premium boxes.
And if you were like me, you would just go out and get a 120 gig hard drive and not even worry about it.
Yeah, if they ever bring the price of those down. $180. Yeah. It's crazy.
So,
but speaking of money, you actually went through all this though, didn't you, earlier on?
Yeah, I went through all this earlier. I don't really want to talk about it anymore. But I do want to talk about one thing about gaming. Is that you and I, you know, I mean, we both grew up gaming when the first video arcade games came out, and we're passing our habits or our social mores to our kids, and they're doing the same thing. So the Xbox 360 is growing. The video gaming is growing exponentially right now. You know, of course, last year they said that Xbox Live users went from 6 million to 12 million, you know, so forth and so on. And this is just going to happen. This is going to exponentially, you know, increase in the future here. Gaming is huge business and huge entertainment. So I just want to emphasize that to all you listeners out there, you all are part of a movement that is taking over the world. And so just be aware of that. It's interesting how that's going to happen. My kids are big gamers and they're going to pass it on to their kids and so forth and so on. This is not going to go away. Of course, you got all the people writing reports out there about violence in games and things like that. So,
humbug.
This is just a sign of the times, you know? This is a sign of the times.
We're somebody now. We're not just geeks, you know, in our basements. We may still be in the basement, but, you know, now mom and dad and grandma and grandpa are sitting there with us playing the games too, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Even the dog will be playing a game. Somebody's going to make some sort of video game for a dog.
That'll probably come from Nintendo.
Yeah.
A bone-shaped controller or something. Oh.
Well, anyway,
but
I'm off my soapbox. All right.
Well, I think that pretty much wraps up E3. Was there anything you can think of that you wanted to add to this?
No.
We covered it all.
We covered a
whole
bunch of things.
We missed something, and you wanted to have any more questions, you can sound off on our forums, xboxpodcast.com/forums. Or you can always drop us an email at contact@xboxpodcast.com.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Get your notepad ready. It's time for the Xbox Tip of the Week.
All right, this week's Tip of the Week is with NCAA Football 09. This is the Create a Stadium Sound achievement worth 20 gamer score. This achievement is going to require a playlist of songs saved on your Xbox 360. How do you get a playlist? Well, get a CD of any songs and put it into your 360. Take the songs off of there and save them to your 360 under any name. Then go into NCAA 09 and go to Stadium Sound. Pick your playlist off the list and select an event. Get the timing however you want it, save it, and achievement will unlock.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Arnold, what's up?
Hey, you gonna go see the movies this weekend?
Nah, probably not.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Batman's coming out this weekend.
Oh, is that this weekend?
Yeah.
See, I kind of want to see it because I saw some trailers and it looked good, but man, some of those earlier Batman movies, I just did not like them at all, so I don't know if this is going to be any good.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to know what a good review would be like, you should go watch our other podcast, the Movie Guys podcast, and we've got Matt and Scott on there, and I'll tell you what, they are great with movie reviews, and I bet you they would be able to tell you what this movie was really like. So I'd tune into them.
That's an excellent idea. I think I'll do that right now.
All right. So if you listeners, check out our Movie Guys podcast. Those guys really know what they're doing when they talk about movies. And I'll tell you what, they're really funny too.
That they are.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox podcast.
And you know what? I was just talking to my brother, and he said that he just started playing WoW again. And this is like after he got rid of his account and everything like that. And now he's got a bunch of friends at work that want him to play WoW. Well, guess what? We have a WoW podcast, and these guys are on every week, and they talk about that game constantly. As a matter of fact, it's a 90-minute show. So if you guys play WoW, any of you Xbox gamers play WoW, you should check out the WoW podcast at www.wowpodcast.com.
Yeah, and also, they're also got an interview coming up with Richard Knack, who is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written some World of Warcraft books and stuff, so you won't want to miss that, man.
Cool.
That's on episode 80 of the WoW podcast.
You've heard from us. Now let's hear from you in this week's Community Update.
Okay, it's time for our email segment, and we got one from Al Jihada, a.k.a. Bashful Llama, and in the forums he said, I have a question about Rock Band. DOS, what's that?
Rock Band DOS 2, Rock Band 2.
2, oh. I'm an idiot. Okay, I have a question about Rock Band DOS. So you mentioned the limited edition bundle and all of those instruments. I want to know if there's going to be a regular edition with just the regular drums. Also, you said that the cymbals would be sold separately. Is that for the regular game or the limited edition bundle, or what? And sorry if it isn't the regular edition bundle. Will we have to buy the instruments separately, or what? And then Arnold, by the way you answered my question, I think that we will get along fine. Bye, guys. Okay. The answer is. No, it doesn't come. I mean, it does come with the regular drums, and there is a cymbal attachment that comes. It's like a little clip, so you can attach cymbals to it, and that comes with a regular set. You don't have to buy the limited edition to have this, and you can also buy just the game itself. So you can buy the game itself. You can buy the game with. The regular instruments and the cymbal clips, and then you can buy the limited edition instruments themselves.
If you're very rich.
If you're very rich.
300, I think it's 300 really, bucks for the
And you're Kyle. Drum.
Yeah, if you're rich like Kyle.
Yeah, if you're Kyle. Wing would... like to do some shout outs.
Yes, I gotta give a shout out to the Gangsters for Life guys. Now they said that's not, you know, they're not about gangsters and not, you know, but 9 milli G420, Kush G420, and Blinded Shot. I was playing some Rainbow Six Vegas 2 the other night, and I hopped into a ranked game. I was gonna try again after many failures to get the Three of a Kind achievement. basically you have to win 3 ranked matches in a row. And it never failed. I'd win 2, and then the third one I got into, I always lost. Never failed. So I played a game with the 1 ranked match and won it. You know, got, of course, it's ranked, so you get kicked out of it. You got to go back, find another ranked one. And then I jumped in another one and ended up with these guys on my team for my game 2. And we won it, hands down, very easily. So I was like, man, I'd like to get back on with those guys again. Well, I refreshed, you know, and hopped back in a server. And it turned out it was the same one that those guys were in. But now it was on the other team. And I was like, so I'm talking to him like, oh, man. I was like, I was hoping to be on your team again. And they're like, oh, yeah? I said, yeah. I said, this is my, I've got 2 ranked games down and need the third one to get that 3 of a kind. And they're like, well, you know, let me add you to my friends list and I'll send you an invite. And I didn't even know you could invite to a ranked match. I didn't know you could bring your friends in. I thought that was the point of ranked matches, you couldn't do it. But in this game, you can. So I hopped out. They invited me. I got on their team. And gosh darn it, if we didn't win that third match, and I got my achievement. So thanks very much, guys. That was awesome. I appreciate it. And hope to see you guys in Rainbow Six Vegas 2 again. And then got to give a quick shout-out to Darkness429. He's a brand-new Xbox owner. And all I got to say there, buddy, is get Xbox Live Gold so we can play online, all right? It's worth it. And then we'll just give a quick shout-out to NikeGod26. And that's it. Don't you got a little information for us, Arnold, about Cashfly?
Yeah, Cashfly really does rule. We can't live without them, that's for sure. These guys are great. The download speeds on these in a podcast are really, really fast. And if anybody wants to start a podcast on their own, or if they want to host a website where they've got to download a lot of content, you gotta get a hold of these guys. Cashfly is really awesome. I would recommend them to anybody.
All right, and that leads us to our single frapper this week. And Arnold, you are the new frapper guy, so.
Yes, I am, and we want to welcome Braincake from Valdosta, Georgia, USA. He's one of my buddies from Too Old to Quit. He says, nice podcast. Hello from VGRRefugees.com and from TooOldToQuit.net. Braincake, welcome, buddy. You need to get some more of my guys over here.
Yeah, what's up that's busy playing, not listening?
Yeah.
You know, if they missed our last, last week, a couple weeks ago, we talked about how you can stream audio into your games. You can always listen to the podcast instead of that game soundtrack. You can always listen to us instead.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I should start doing that. I forgot that you could do that.
Yeah. Who needs music Xbox when you got Connect. The podcast?
And everybody remember that on our front page we have Twitter accounts. Just add our Twitter account to your watch list and you can keep up with us. Let us know. We can give you the latest episodes. And it's called Xbox Podcast, no spaces in the name. And we'll talk about where we're going to have the latest beat up the host matches or anything else that we might, any urgent information or updated information we want to get out to you. Plus, we also have our own personal Twitter accounts. So, and I promise I will get mine up there this week. I haven't had a chance to get it up there, but I'll get mine up there too. So if you want to follow Wingman, you want to follow Kyle, or if you want to follow me, Andy Meister, you can do so. Also, if you guys have a comment, question, and don't feel like writing in the forums, you can actually talk to us by calling us at 206-203-1392 and leave us a voicemail. We check that, and if you leave a voicemail with us, we'll mention you on our show.
We'll even play your voicemail message in the show.
So hey, there we
keep
go.
Yourself in the show.
All right. Last, we have phone casting. Of course, you guys know, fellow podcast fans, we have great news for you. You can listen to the latest episode of the Xbox Podcast right here on your cell phone and even on your regular phone. Just dial 712-318-9269 and you'll automatically get the latest episode. Just go there even at work. Just pick up the phone, call, get your weekly fix, or on your cell phone when you're driving home. The number again is 712-318-9269. Or you can call the toll-free number at 866-647-8182 and select option 2.
No, I think that's pretty much wraps it up, doesn't it? I don't know. You got anything
else?
Yeah,
it was another long one for us. I'm sorry, guys. That's the conclusion of episode 66. You can send questions, comments, and complaints to contact@xboxpodcast.com or hit the forums on xboxpodcast.com/forums.
This is Wingman 709, taking off till next week.
And this is Andy Meister saying hasta la vista.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.
Thanks to CashFly, you were able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CashFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CashFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CashFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Testing, testing. I got some audio volume there.
Testing, testing, testing. Yeah, I have audio.
La la la. I don't know if that makes a difference at all. All right. Here we go. I'm going to keep my eye on the time. All right. Here we go. 3, 2. Oh, before I do this, I just threw in the title of E-Tree.
E-Tree?
Yeah, I just as a filler, I don't know if I really like that or not. Can you, you got any thoughts on what you want to...
E-Tree.
You know, kind of like... Eh, a couple two-tree, you know, just kind of a...
Oh, like 1-2-tree?
Yeah, 1-2-tree. Hey, went to E-Tree this week. But...
What were you thinking? That so that?
Oh, we could do something like Netflix, Avatars, and Gears of War 2. Oh my!
Or we can say I don't know. How about if you want to go with that Wizard of Oz theme? You know, we could say follow the bright green trail to E-Tree. To the E-Tree. What do you think? Netflix? What'd you say? What'd you say? Netflix,
Avatars, and Gears of War 2. Oh my.
Yeah, and I like that. I like that.
Let's see. Netflix. Okay, I don't like the Gears of War 2. Netflix. Avatars. And what's something else new that...
Netflix, Avatars. Okay.
Netflix, Avatars, and Live Party. Oh my.
Yeah, okay. That'll work.
Netflix, Avatars, and Live Party. Oh my. Alright.
How do I let's see. Do I just hit refresh to see that?
Yeah, just go ahead and refresh it. I saved it.
Okay, I see it.
Alright. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Alright. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. But
that's what you need to do.
Alright, okay. We got a book.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to mention that, was I?
We're 52 minutes in.
Oh, shoot. So, already? Yeah. Oh, my God.
So let's go ahead. We'll just, okay. These couple things, we just, if you got anything, comments on them, you can. Otherwise, we'll just kind of state what's here. I wanted to talk real quick about You're in the Movies. It'll be real fast.
Go ahead. Well, I want to talk real quick about Resident Evil 5. I did like the co-op mode. That was kind of cool.
We'll go ahead and start it off, and you can start on that, and then just go ahead and mention the other items, and then when you get down to You're in the Movies, I'll take that one.
Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1.